the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Yes, the woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Here we are on Thursday, September 29th, 2022. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Your host, James Kelso. And, well, I love it when you folks call in. Yesterday we had a great show with James in Vancouver. And let me get my chat board going here. And the oh, very good. All right. All righty. And if you want to call in, 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And I just illustrated a phenomenon. A euphemism is that silence is golden. But in radio, silence is death. you got to keep talking. Dramatic pauses only, nothing longer than that. Well, there's good stuff to share. This is we're coming up on a great weekend. Donald John Trump, the namesake of our show, will be in Warren, Michigan, letting Gretchen Whitmer have it. And that'll be a hell of a rally. There's been good news in the 24 hours since we last met here in the 19th hole. Can we call it that? Did I get that right, you golfers out there? By the way, Donald Trump was just rated by somebody. I just skipped by it. Maybe we'll hit the article again during the show. The greatest golfing president ever. Just add that to his titles and his distinctions as the greatest man on earth, the greatest golfer president ever. And you know, when you watch him, I'm not being a golfer, but I'm an athlete, and you can tell when somebody's got a power stroke. Donald Trump clobbers the ball and it looks beautiful. I mean, that baby whistles off the tee. And so he's haven't seen his putting game, but here we go. And I've got some good news and bad news tonight. And some of the good news is bad news, or some of the bad news is good news. Here's a letter that I want to get to tonight for sure. And where do I find this, by the way? On Trump, I was going to say TrumpSocial.com, TruthSocial.com. This site is getting better and better and better. And it's getting so much better that somebody is recognizing the golden touch of Donald Trump, the man who, the master of the art of the deal. Donald Trump knows how to make things work. That's one reason he's made money. Well, TruthSocial.com is such a success that Forbes 400 noticed it. And they're putting a big value on Truth Social, so much so that they put Donald Trump back in the Forbes 400 of the 400 richest Americans. And he's not even low on the list. He's like 343. He went from off the list last year to 343 this year. And the principal contributor of new wealth is TruthSocial.com. And the and related communication activity. So Donald Trump, this is great. He's this is wonderful that he's actually turning what he loves. You know, people say, you know, make your work what you love. Well, Donald Trump has made of his work out of what he loves, which is communicating with America and defending America. This is wonderful. I'm sure it's more fun for him even than anything else he's ever done, even building the world's greatest golf courses. So we'll get to that story. But now I want to start out with this story. And I find it. Where do I find it? Well, remember I said the greatest reporter, the greatest news reporter in America, in the world, happens to be, that's right, my hero, Donald J. Trump. If you want to find out what's going on, just read his comments that he just posts throughout the day. You know, every few hours at the least frequent and every few minutes at the most frequent. The man is a brilliant reporter. He picks out what's important. And he also has fun. This is one he picked out that's tremendous. I've never heard of this guy before. Thank you, Donald Trump, for bringing him to my attention. This is a letter written to all 535 congressmen and senators by retired colonel and former Virginia State Senator Richard Black. You're going to love this letter. Went to every one of these mostly jerks, but, you know, some really great ones. All right. And Donald Trump puts up a picture of, he's a retired Virginia State Senator and former Marine helicopter pilot. Now, didn't fly a desk, flew a helicopter. And he's also a JAG officer. That is, he got a law degree and became a chief of the Army Criminal Law Division. So he's smart as can be. And here's a letter he sent to all congressmen. Open letter. On the letterhead of Senator Richard H. Black, retired. And Leesburg, Virginia. And he says this, dateline, September 27th, 2022. Open letter to members of the United States Congress. Dear representatives and senators, I am troubled. Now, by the way, when he says he's troubled, always substitute, when you read these repostings, these linkings by Donald Trump, always insert Donald Trump. He's speaking through these posts that he links to. This is Richard Black, but just substitute Donald Trump, am troubled by the loose talk about launching a nuclear attack on Russia. From time to time, senior Republicans and Democrats have suggested employing such weapons. This appears to be a deliberate effort to acclimate Americans to the idea of nuclear war. Oh, what an opening paragraph. Now we have, and I love this. He doesn't precede the word Zelensky, the name Zelensky, with any kind of honorific. Not Mr., not President, not Saint Zelensky. That's what all these butt kissers refer to him effectively as. Now we have Zelensky's office jumping on too. On September 21st, 2022, Newsweek ran this headline, U.S. needs to threaten Russia with nuclear strike. Okay, hang on. Let me just manipulate my page here. With nuclear strike. The article quotes Mykhailo Podolyak, Zelensky's senior aide, as saying, the other nuclear states need to say very firmly that as soon as Russia even thinks of carrying out nuclear strikes on foreign territory, in this case, the territory of Ukraine, there will be swift retaliatory nuclear strikes to destroy the nuclear launch sites in Russia. Unquote. That was the That was the piece of insanity I mentioned to you in previous shows. Of course, now this is Senator Black, Colonel Black. Of course, it is impossible to limit retaliatory nuclear strikes to destroying only the nuclear launch sites. Here's what he's saying to Zelensky and his buddy. Dumbasses. Not only would damage be widespread, but Russia would be forced to respond in kind to threats targeting its nuclear deterrence capability. Russia would launch an immediate, massive nuclear response, including air and ground-based hypersonic missiles and submarine-launched ballistic missiles. Each Russian submarine would shower down 100 nuclear warheads. Just takes one of those to wipe out your city, wherever you are listening to this show. Sufficient to incinerate the entire national capital region or the Western European industrial heartland. As the Ukrainian war drags on, writes Colonel Black, globalists are marching us relentlessly toward this nuclear Armageddon. Why? There would have been no war had we not overthrown the democratically elected government of Ukraine by violently ousting President Yanukovych in 2014. We promoted war by flooding Ukraine with massive arms shipments afterwards. The U.S. could have achieved peace by simply pressing Ukraine to implement the 2014 Minsk peace agreements, which it had signed, establishing a clear framework for settling outstanding issues peacefully. Ukraine promised to implement the Minsk agreements, but chose instead to make war on the Donbas for the next 7 years. Ukraine's attacks killed 14,000 people before Russia ever entered the war. This is brilliant, folks. This man has every detail exactly right. Within 2 months after Russia crossed into Ukraine, Russia and Ukraine were finalizing a draft peace agreement. However, Prime Minister Boris Johnson suddenly flew to Kiev to block its implementation, undoubtedly coordinating with the U.S. State Department beforehand. War would continue regardless of the parties longing for peace. NATO had ample opportunity for peace, but deliberately chose war. The U.S. realized that with Russia's back to the wall, it would have no choice to but attack. In 2007, U.S. Ambassador to Russia William Burns pointedly warned that movement toward absorbing Ukraine into NATO might well trigger war between Ukraine and Russia. Nonetheless, the Obama administration overthrew the Ukrainian president and flooded in weapons, knowing that doing so would trigger war. Today, wealthy globalists have billions at stake, and they intend to have their war profits, even if it means gambling the lives of hundreds of millions of people across the globe. And of course, you know, we will add here, folks, that's wonderful writing and wonderful thinking by Colonel Black. But, and I think he knows what I'm about to say here. It's not the motive of profits for billionaires who want more money. That's not what's fueling this. It's pure, raw evil. The desire for mass death. That's what's fueling it. No sane or rational motive like making money. This is insane. It's utterly evil. I think this man is so clear-headed, I'm sure he knows this. Few Americans knew anything about Ukraine before February 24th. Was Ukraine in South America, Asia, Africa, or Europe? Many Americans couldn't have answered that question. But now, in order to address a local border dispute on the other side of the globe, war hawks demand concrete steps toward a nuclear war that might exterminate 60% of humanity, plunging mankind into a primitive state. And I'll interject again here. Yes, it would outright kill 60% of us, and the other 40% would wish we were dead. almost. Some would wish they were dead. It'll be that bad. This man knows what he's talking about. Presidents Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, and Clinton all approached nuclear confrontation with utmost caution. But the Obama administration changed course when it recklessly overthrew the Ukrainian government in 2014 and flooded Ukraine with weapons aimed at Russia. It did so knowing that it was threatening Russia's most vital national interest, the defense of its territory against nuclear aggression. Now the Biden administration threatens to cast caution to the winds. Many of its allies suggest a game of one-upmanship where the U.S. and NATO fire nuclear missiles in response to Russia's use of such weapons to defend its territory. In other words, we would destroy the entire world as our way of saying, oh yeah, we'll take this. Now who does that sound like, boys and girls? Sounds like this piece of garbage Lindsey Graham. That's the way his brain works. Or who's this guy? Tucker Carlson has a great name for him. The congressman with an eye patch, and he calls him Eye Patch McCain. I forgot his name. But these rhino Republican war hawks, and then, of course, all the Democrats. Oh, yeah, we'll take this. Would simple revenge justify killing hundreds of millions of unknowing people? Should we annihilate the world's population to intervene in a border war where the U.S. has no vital national interest? The U.S. can promptly end this war by making Ukraine a neutral, non-aligned state, just as we did during the Cold War with Austria in 1955. How many people remember that? None. Yes, there would be some territorial adjustments resulting from the war, but peace would end the ongoing bloodshed, avert a nuclear conflagration, and assure Ukraine's long-term safety and independence. Nuclear war is unthinkable. Peace is the better course of action. Please consider it. Sincerely. And his name is Richard Black. Wow, what a man, what a thinker, what a Trumpian. I'm sure he voted for Donald Trump. Colonel Richard Black. And this letter is printed. Donald Trump prints the whole thing, a photo rendition of it. So I see the letterhead and the, you know, monogram and so on of the Senator and Colonel Richard Black. He said it all right there. And you could assign that letter instead of signing it Senator Richard Black. You could sign it President Donald J. Trump. Wow. All righty, that's the bad news, that we're on the precipice of nuclear war. That's pretty bad news. But the good news is we have heroes like Colonel Black, and that landed on the desk of the puke Lindsey Graham. And all the other pukes who toy with the idea of nuclear war as if it's funny or if it's cute or, oh yeah, take this. What moral midgets we have in government. Any random group of people on any production line, in any construction crew, on any farm in America would have higher ethics, better common sense. Just randomly take 535 Americans, make sure they're Americans, 535 of us, and it would be a way better government than the garbage we have now. Now I've got a great one. I've got a poll coming up for you. You're not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned for this next item.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet.
Kind of quiet and shy.
And if you spoke at all, you just said hi.
Said hi to Big John. Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is.
Somebody said he came.
And I'll tell you what. Now I'm going to go to the next item in the show here. Item one was that incredible letter from Senator and Colonel Black. What a man. What an American. What a patriot. What a hero. Helicopter pilot. Oh, we need more guys like that. This audience is full of people like that. That's why it's fun to do this show. Now the next item. You're going to like the item, but it's the good news and the bad news. There's some bad news in this next item, and I want you to help me figure it out. We're going to all be scratching our heads. What the hell? What the hell? How can this bad news be buried in this good news? Well, here it is. This is a poll that, again, I'm getting it from the best newsman on earth, Donald J. Trump. It's posted on I call it his channel, but I'm probably using the wrong word. His account on truthsocial.com. So this is something my hero put up 9 hours ago, today. This is fresh. It's a poll from McLaughlin and Associates. And the president puts in huge, all caps, a couple of the results from the poll. And it's a poll, by the way, of 1,000 likely voters made on September 17th. So it's very current, and it's a good size. And McLaughlin is a very well-regarded polling company. Okay. I don't know if it's... it's one of the better polling companies, as bad as they are. And the president gives us this figure. Those who would vote for Donald Trump in 2024, 49%. Those who would vote for Joe Biden, 45%. Now, by the way, Donald Trump, I'm sure, would agree with me. The numbers are much better than that. But it's remarkable that even this establishment poll shows Trump up by 4% over Biden. That's a lot. Okay. And then if he runs against Camel Face Harris, it's Donald Trump 51% and Camel Face 42%. That's 9%. That's that's forget it. All right. Now, this is rare. You usually don't see the breakdown of the components of the poll. And that's really the most interesting part of your professional poll aficionados. They look at this. Okay. So here's some interesting numbers. I'll give you the good ones first. Okay, conservatives, those who describe themselves, self-describe among the thousand as conservatives, they would vote for Trump 78 to 17 for Biden. That's huge. That's good. It's wonderful. Liberals would vote, and remember, there are far fewer liberals, even self-described in America, than conservatives. This is a smaller cohort. Liberals aren't even that sold on Biden. They would vote for Biden 73 and Trump 24. So one out of three of them would vote for Trump. That's pretty devastating. Because remember, we all know liberals. They're fanatical. They're lockstep. They're martinets. They don't think for themselves. They think they think. They think they're smart. They think they're smarter than we are. They're not. Surprise. I think some of them are finding that out here as they have Joe Biden as their standard bearer with Camel Face Harris backing him up. And people like that guy who wears a skirt, that man who pretends to be a woman who is somewhere in the health leadership of the Biden group. And then the butt judge, these are the people. This is the best they can come up with. And all these losers, like Merrick Garland, you look at his face. These are losers, or as Jim Carrey would say, luthers. All right. Now, going down this list, though, okay. The most Trumpian part of the country is the Midwest. That's where I am. We vote 53, Trump 40, Biden. The least Trumpian place in America is the East Coast, 42 for Trump, 52 for Biden. Ooh, that's not good. Hey, New England, New Jersey, New York, come on. Wake up. We'll be right back. I'm going to get to a number. This is going to be a number that's a problem for all of us. You help me figure it out right after this break.
This man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
We're back, folks. Okay, now here is the conundrum of the night, and I need you to help me solve it. I can't figure it out. And it's a terrible conundrum. Because if we don't fix this, we're going to hell in a handcart. We are rolling like a snowball to hell. And I refer back to this poll where Trump wins clearly over Biden. So he would win the presidency. But buried within this poll is that which would defeat Trump, that which may have defeated Trump in 2020, aside from the fact that the election was rigged. But this is factual. This isn't rigging. And I gave you different demographics, different age groups and so on. So, for instance, in age, 50% of those over 50 would vote for Trump right now. Those under 55, 49%, pretty much equal. And that's a big, Biden is 45% in each of those. Married Americans, 52% would vote for Trump, 44% would vote for Biden. But now let's talk about those marriages. Even single. 49% for Trump, 44% for Biden. So Trump's winning everywhere, even among Hispanics, okay? In Hispanics, Trump, an astounding record high for a Republican candidate, 38% to Biden's 56%. Trust me, when a Democrat hears those numbers, they sweat. That means victory for Trump, that big a cohort among Hispanics. Not so well with African Americans, 19% for Trump. That's a record for any Republican, 19%. And 76% for Biden. So African Americans are still on the government tit, and they just have not fully gotten it that they need to. They're going to do better in a free America. But now here's the troubling one. This is the troubling one. Break down this poll. I'm going to say the forbidden thing here. See, this is what's fun about our little radio station here, our little radio network, and our, the fact we can say some things that even Tucker Carlson might have a hard time saying. Men versus women. My God, what happened here? Are you ready? Are you sitting down? Put any sharp objects or glass down on the table. Here's the breakdown of how men would vote for Trump versus how women, our American women, would vote for Trump. These folks, these are our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, and our wives. What the hell got into their heads? Listen to this. If the election were just up to men, which is the way elections were for most of American history, true? And for most of world history, in all nations, actually, only men voted for most of history in all of the world. Only recently, women's suffrage. If only men voted right now, today, Trump would win. Let me get it. It's a little blurry here. It's right here. I mean, my eye will catch it. 61-35. So in any group of American men, on average, how many of you are for Trump? 61 hands would shoot up. How many of you losers are for Biden? 35 hands would shoot up. No, would rise timidly. 61-35. And don't you think there's an effect there among men? You know, there's a crowd effect. You know, if you have 100 men and I'm standing next to some puke who, some panty waste who would otherwise vote for Biden, but 61 real men say Trump, Trump, Trump. Those 35 panty wastes, some of them are going to go, you know what? I'm in a crowd of 61 real men, and they're not going to be happy with me if I vote for Biden, if I vote to cancel their Second Amendment, cancel their First Amendment, screw up their country, go to nuclear war. These men are not going to be happy with me. So you know what? I'm going to go along. A lot of them would go along with us real men. And that's the way the world used to work when men voted. And when they voted in person, in a polling place where you're with the other men of your village, of your town, and any of them that have a panty waste propensity, think twice about that when they're amidst their neighboring real men. Okay, but now, here's the one where you got to sit down. Sit down. You can't be standing up when you hear this one. How many women, if only women voted in America, think of that. Let's say we had a nation in which only women can vote? The name escapes me. Maybe a listener can help me out. If only women voted, here's how it would turn out today, according to the McLaughlin poll, which is one of the more reliable. They tend to be more factual. Women. Are you ready for this? Remember, men voted 2-1 for Trump. Women, right now, 39% for Trump, 55% for Biden. Ouch, ouch, ouch. 39% for Trump and 55% for Biden? What is wrong with our women? What happened? Where did we get lost? These are our wives. These are our sisters, our mothers, our daughters. What's going on at the kitchen table or the dining room table? Is there any communication going on? What's going on in their heads? What is in their heads? They want Biden. The women overwhelmingly want this piece of garbage. Now, let me tell you why I'm scratching my head. It doesn't make any sense to me. You know, there was a time, you know, before I was married and happy family man and so on, when I was a young blade out there trying to score with the women. And, you know, we read all these books on how can you impress the women? How can you score with the women? What works with the women? Okay, well, I was told that strength, women like a strong man. Now, by the way, everything I'm going to list here is a trait of Donald Trump. It is, and every one of these traits, Joe Biden is the antithesis. How is he scoring with the girls? What's going on? How is he taking all of our women to the prom? And we're left standing out in the parking lot. I thought women liked strength. That's Trump. I thought they liked manliness. Trump. I thought they liked leadership. Trump. I was told women liked smart guys, intelligence. Trump. I thought women were attracted to a guy with a good sense of humor. I thought that they really like this. They don't like a humorless guy. That's Trump. You know what Biden's recurrent joke is at his speeches? He looks up at people in the upper balconies or you know, people that are elevated in a seat, an elevated seat, and he says, "Don't jump." He's done this 100 times. That is a sick joke. Or he makes sick sex jokes. You know, he looked at a woman the other day in one of his speeches, and he was like doing a come on, and he said, remember when, you know, Susie, you were 12 and I was 30. What? Okay, they like humor. That's Trump. They like decisiveness. Trump. They like kindness. Trump. Biden is clearly a nasty, vituperative person. Trump is very obviously a kind man. They like handsome men. Come on, ladies. You think Joe Biden is handsome? And you're going to spurn Donald Trump, the most handsome presidential candidate we've ever had? I was told, I thought, you know, they like big men. Trump's big. They like great hair. That's why bald men are so anxious. They like great hair. Donald Trump, the orange man. And they like athletic men. That's the story on the high school quarterback, right? He can have any girl he wants. They like athletic men. Biden falling off his bicycle? Biden crashing on just trying to go up the stairs to his airplane? Donald Trump, a low handicap, professional grade golfer, a real genuine athlete. So, and we could go down the list of more. So, ladies and gentlemen out there in the audience, can you help me with this? We got to solve this. We have to figure out why are our women voting against a real man? And I'll give you my horrible initial thought. I think they're voting against a real man because he's a real man. I think our women have been brainwashed into disliking us as real men. That's pretty frightening. I hope I'm wrong about that. I'm just putting that out there as a tentative hypothesis. But I don't think this is an accident. How can they? They've seen 2 years of Joe Biden. And then, you know, a year of campaigning. They've seen that this guy is, you know, he's junk. But this is what they want. As if they're repudiating manhood itself, as if they've been brainwashed to hate us as men, to dislike us for being men, wanting us to do what? Be women? Be weak? be unmanly, be cowards? This is horrible, folks. If the puke Marxists have crawled into our women's heads by controlling our schools, and controlling our universities, controlling the entertainment industry, by controlling TV, if these Mark Zuckerbergs of the world have so polluted the minds of our women that this is their state of mind, we are in really, really deep trouble. We can barely get Donald Trump elected even when we men vote 2-1 for him. That is scary as hell. And remember, under the voting systems of our ancestors, and were our ancestors all fools? Were they dopes? Were they stupid? Was Thomas Jefferson stupid? He voted in a world where only men voted. Were they stupid? If we still lived in that world, there wouldn't even be a question of who's president of the United States. It would be Donald Trump. And we'd probably amend the Constitution and elect him 3 or 4 times. But here it is. You got to remember this number. It's scary as hell. It's hard to face. Women, 39. So in a crowd of women, all of you for Trump, raise your hands. 39 hands go up. How many of you ladies want Biden to run your country, to wreck your country, to run your life, to ruin your marriage, ruin your 401k, drive your husband nuts? 55 hands go up. Send your boys and fathers and brothers to war to die. 55 hands go up of women. Only 39 had a brain in their heads. So I can't figure it out. I do not know what the answer is. Anybody with a hypothesis, you can call in. You've got something intelligent to say. 512-248-8252. Here's a caller, and thank you very much, Nancy in California. Nancy, what's your thought on this?
I voted for him twice, but I know some conservative people in my group who were convinced because of the mainstream media that he was, and I hate this word, a misogynist, you know, because of the stories that they told about him, which were really ridiculous because they were, who in a locker room, and was it a recording? Anyway, it sounded to me like such a setup that this guy comes out with this story about Trump, which I don't even believe. But
I think it really happened. This guy,
a long time ago, and it was just bravado.
But let me, you know, in case anybody's lost in the mystery, I forgot the guy's name too. But he, you know, blabbermouth guy. He said I was on a movie set or in a locker room, private conversation mode with Donald Trump. And I was asking him, you know, hey, what's your secret with women, Don? Okay. This is, of course, all normal guys say things like this. What's your secret?
You know, he's rich. A lot of women love their groupies and they'll go after money.
Well, but
money's an aphrodisiac.
Here's the thing, they pardon the pun, trumpeted all over the networks 24 hours a day. Donald Trump says, well, I walk up to them and I grab them. They love it. Okay? There's a little more to it than that, an additional word. But I grab them and they love it. Now, what in the world is so wrong, so bad about that? Because let's talk about it here. The Biden crime syndicate includes a guy who has movies. All the women have seen this. Movies.
Yeah, but it's not been on the MSM, the mainstream media.
Well, okay, but I can't give that much of an excuse to the ladies. I mean, you've got to really be
I have to go. I'm going to make it real fast here. I'm going to make it real fast. I'm going to go boom, 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 and then you can talk about it. Number one, it's not been on the mainstream media. Number two, oh my gosh, I can't believe they all went out. Okay, just let me think for a second here. Trump.
But let me ask you, Nancy, let me ask you this. doesn't know. Of course, you voted for Trump, so I know that this is not you. Okay, you're what we need. You're what we love. You're the women. You're the mothers, daughters, sisters we love. And the how can women not be attracted? You know, I gave you that list of traits in men. Do you agree those are all things that are attractive to normal women?
You said strong. What else was it?
Strong, manly, leader, intelligent, humor, decisive,
yeah.
Kind, handsome,
perfect.
Big,
yep.
Great hair,
yep.
And athletic.
Right.
I mean, isn't
commercial,
that...
huh? Well, that'll give you a chance to think of the other things.
Yeah, but Nancy, here's what I'm trying to figure out. And anybody, man or woman, who can call in, where are your sisters?
I have three other things. Okay, number one, I don't trust polls. And you don't know how this poll was presented, and I
hate
polls.
This is one that's probably truthful. But, and Nancy, thank you. We got to go to a break. Thank you for calling. You're brave.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, cause I can get right.
Hey, we're in our last segment, folks. And I want to send a salute out to Nancy. She's put a lot of good calls into this show, and I love you, Nancy, in the most manly way. And you helped us out with some of your thinking there. And of course, I'm not impugning you. You're a great woman. You're the woman we need in America. But, you know, I'm telling you, the Donald Trump, let me give some more facts about Donald Trump that are obvious about the man. He ran one of the most successful TV shows on the air, The Apprentice, hugely successful with women. And he displayed all of these things, these traits, the kindness, the leadership, the manliness, the strength, the decisiveness. You're fired. That women, I've been told women admire these things and they want these things in a man. What has happened to women? If you look at the women's romantic literature in any, you know, store, pick up one of those books with a pink cover that you as a man don't want to even look at. And, you know, with a woman being ravished by a strong, handsome man who has her bent back, who's driving in a kiss and has swept her off her feet. The women go for these books. Look at the, you know, the purple prose in there. You know, he threw me on the bed, you know, and had his way with me. You know, they're all like this. But when it comes to reality, that's fantasy. When it comes to reality, here's a real man who's not going to throw them on the bed and have his way with her. He is a great father. He, in his businesses, he's famous for having relied upon women to run his businesses. He's promoted women to the highest positions. He's famous for this. And he's not a misogynist. He doesn't have any misogynist history. He's been married three times. All three women have said publicly, I love Don. All three love him to this day. Well, one has died, sadly, Ivana, but all his wives proclaimed their love for Don Trump. And, you know, these were friendly divorces. Donald Trump had children with all three, which, you know, fulfilling one of the dreams of women, to have children. Don has been, you know, a producer, a stud. You know, with what women want. They don't want a wimp who can't get it up. So why can't they vote for Donald Trump? Why? What's going on? What does Donald Trump need to do to... We don't even need to work on men anymore. 61 to 35, we men already vote for Donald Trump. We don't even need more percentage. But we better fix this thing with women. How can they vote for this creep, Biden? What woman would ever let herself be in a dark room with this guy who sniffs their little girl's hair, you know, and puts his hands all over them and makes off-color jokes and whose son is strung out on cocaine and he takes movies of himself with hookers pulling their hair with his teeth missing from his drug habits, taking bribes from the communists? How can women like that? That is our question. If anybody has an answer, call in tomorrow. This is the $64,000 question. What happened with our women? We'll be back tomorrow night. I'll see you then. So long.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't have handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.